Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me not in me.
Good morning, and welcome to Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. I am so excited and indeed glad that you all have joined me on today and on this morning. I am like so super excited. Just give me 1 minute here. Just waiting for some people to come on. Hi, Mom, how are you? Amen and amen. Amen and amen. So good morning to everybody who's popping on. Just waiting for a few more people to come on. I made sure I'm not all muted on this morning. Oh, my God. So for those who are hopping on, I am like so super excited and so happy about today's topic, about just when you thought. Just when you thought. Sometimes we think that God has forgotten about us, but God has not forgotten about us. He loves us. He adores us. He is just so loving to us. Good morning, Evangelist Pickett. Yes, talking about this morning about just when you thought, because sometimes we think that God has forgotten about us. In life, sometimes things happen when we feel like, oh, my gosh, everybody is just being chosen over me, Father. I'm just overlooked. Like, do you hear my prayers? Do you hear me? Yes, God does hear your prayers. Yes, he hears everything about you. He loves you. He cares for you. And those are the times when I believe that when we feel like we don't hear from God, those are the times that he's carrying us. He's carrying us through those times when we feel lonely, when we feel rejected, when we feel like we're not enough, when we feel like we're inadequate. God is right there to sustain us, to make sure that we are okay. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just always moving and shaking. Touch this podcast on today, God. Do it right now for the glory. Send those people who are coming on, who are driving, who's at work, who's at home, working from home, God. Those who are retired, touch them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to touch Marlon Hardy on today, God. Oh, God, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. When I tell you, I am like so super excited about today. Good morning, Mary. How are you? Good morning. I'm so excited about today's topic because being in the place, like I said before earlier, just when you thought that God has forgotten about you, just when you thought that things was not going to turn around, just when you thought, oh, my gosh, is it ever going to happen for me? Just when you thought all those dreams and goals that God has placed in you, all the promises that he promised you, let me tell you, it shall come to pass. There's no doubt in my mind it won't come to pass. Oh, yes, it will come to pass. Good morning, Reverend Camille. How are you, cousin? Yes, when I tell you, God is so thrilled. Just when you thought he has given up on you, just when you thought he has forgotten about you, just when you thought, let me tell you, he's an all-time God, and he's right on time. And what's that saying? He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. And you always hear your grandparents say that. Oh, my God, and your mother say it. Yes, he is an on-time God, and he is there quickly. But to us, it don't seem like it's quick, but it's always just in the nick of time. Just when you thought, whoop, you can put your own sentence after that. Just when you thought, whoop, Jesus, hallelujah. So I'm coming from Second Samuel, and I'm beginning with the first verse. Let me pull it up for you. Oh my gosh, when I tell you, I am like so, it seems like every week I get on here, I'll be like, oh my God, this is just like so bomb, because God's word is so fulfilling. His word is so powerful. His word is just so, his word is everything. How about that? How about that? His word is everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Just making sure I didn't forget anybody on here. Amen. Hey, Nashie Williams, how are you? Happy Resurrection Day for everybody. Hello. Good morning, Sandy. Yes, 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 yes. Good morning. Hello, Dominique. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Yes, yes, yes. So happy Resurrection Day to everyone that's hopping on this call on today, talking about just when you thought that God has forgotten about you, just when you thought that you was inadequate, just when you thought you wasn't enough, just when you thought, oh my God, will it ever happen to me? Oh yes, it will happen to you. Oh yes, because God, let me tell you something, it shall come to pass. All those promises, all those dreams, all those goals on the inside of you will come to pass. I remember when my children were younger, and I'm dreaming for them, dreaming for them all the time. And really wasn't dreaming for myself. But years later, but God was still dropping some stuff down in my spirit, still dropping me. And then before you knew it, and time goes by. My mom always say, times go by so fast. I know you feel like your kids are little now. You have to put all your stuff on the back burner. And let me tell you, yes, God was still dropping things in me. God was still using me. And, of course, but he also was calling me to be a mother. So some things I had to let go in ministry as well. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I could still continue to do ministry, but I wasn't, like, really digging deep in because God called me to minister and be a mother to my children. But as some years went by, when my kids became older, all those things that God dropped in me, all those goals, all those dreams just start coming, start manifesting. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's like I just woke up. And I'm not saying that's my story, but it don't sometimes always happen like that for other people. Like my niece Ramika, she is a leader in the shelter. I mean, she had four children. The oldest is like 13, just turned 13, and she got shows. She has products out. They got product line. She's a wife. She has a full-time job. I mean, she does it all. But for me, God shifted and did things a little bit more differently, and that was okay. But the crazy thing about it is that I was dreaming for my children but not even dreaming for myself. And isn't that crazy how you dream for others but don't dream for yourself? So God had to wake up a new Wanda. He had to renew and revive a new Wanda because I thought that this is it. No, that ain't it for you, baby. I know God was saying, I just called you to be a mother to your children right now. I called you to continue to serve me, continue to do ministry. I called you to be a mother. And it's okay if you didn't make this service, but it's all right because you're going to be there at the next service. But so things just started shifting in my life, and I used to be a mover and a shaker. Like, we all in when I was single before I was married. So, but you know what? Years later, God had to wake up. I had so many, he had so many deposited, so many dreams and goals in me. God did not forget about me. You're not just a mom. You're not just a full-time worker. You're not just a missionary. You're a missionary too, but there's so much other stuff that God has in you. He'll have you doing that, being a missionary, as well as doing some other things within the kingdom. Amen. And even on your outside business, so there's so much in you that God has deposited in you, so you just have to learn how to prioritize that thing. And I was happy. I was joyful. I was like, woo, it's just me and my baby. Good morning, Timmy. It's just me and my baby. Then this is what we want to do right here. But after some years passed, everything started coming to life again for me. Everything started turning around for me. Everything started looking like, wait a minute, God gave me all these dreams and goals, and everything just started manifesting. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. So sometimes when people look at my life, well, look, when did you create that? When did that happen? That's because God was already depositing stuff in my spirit. So when I tell you, God has not forgotten about you, even though you thought, just when you thought he did, God always has another plan. If that plan is so powerful, just keep serving God. Keep worshiping him. Just keep moving and shaking. See, I was numb to it, but God had to wake Wanda up on the inside to shift me, to get me to that place where, hey, there's just more to you just being a mama. I got so much stuff for you. Glory, hallelujah, God. But the thing about it is that I just thought that was just going to just be my life. life. God starts shifting some things in my kids, start getting older. He starts shifting some things in my life. And all this stuff that he has deposited me. Woo, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. When you thought that your life was over, when you thought that I'm still like giving up, when you thought I'm depleted because I'm not enough, because I'm inadequate, and even though I'm smiling on the inside, I'm dying on the inside, I'm crying, but God will wake that thing up in you. So don't feel like God has forgotten about you, because he has not forgotten about you. Keep serving. Keep being a wife. Keep being a mama. Keep being a worshiper. Keep being the child of the Most High God. You're a king's kid. Thank Jesus. So that was bringing to my text on today, which is 2 Samuel chapter 9, talking about Mephibosheth. Just when he thought that it was over for him, just when he thought that God has forgotten about me, God did not forget about you. And actually, he's carrying you. He's preparing you. He's depositing things in you, things that you never have dreamed of. But you got to trust God. But keep doing and keep serving and doing what you do. See, I was in a place where I didn't even know if I felt like I was forgotten. I know I didn't feel like I was. I was so busy raising my kids and molding and shaping them. And has God, how God allowed me to be a mother to them. And I had to have an open ear to be a mama to them. Because sometimes you may not understand your children, but God will help you understand them. So he told me and showed me how to parent my kids. And anyway, that's like a whole nother story there, but it's a good story, you know, in terms of to the Lord, what can I do? And sometimes we feel like when our kids are older now, that they're a lost cause. They're in a lost cause. You keep praying for your children. You keep pointing to your kids. My mama always say, You think your kids don't hear you because they're on their phones, they're on their tablets. Even when they're grown, you think they don't hear you. Your kids hear you. Keep talking to them. Keep talking to them. Keep talking to them. And now when I be, shouldn't be ear hustling, okay, but when I be ear hustling to my kids, or when they're grown now, but when I be ear hustling, they'll know mama ear hustling. I be like, oh, my God, my mama was right. All that talking I did is just paying off because they did hear me. Yes, glory be to God. I'm excited on today. I am. With all those dreams, all those goals on the inside of you, God will wake that up. See, God had to wake up all of that in me. I just thought that was just it. I'll be just working 9 to 5, or I'll just be managing my children. God has so much stuff that just flew off. Let me tell you, God did not forget about you. So let me get to my text right here. Oh, my gosh, when I tell you, so 2 Samuel chapter 9, and I'll go back and read some of your comments. Oh, glory be to God, I'm excited. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may shew kindness, hallelujah, for Jonathan's sake? Is there any left in the house of Saul that I may shew kindness? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, for Jonathan's sake. Oh, God, hallelujah. Is anyone left? I'm going to read that again. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that may shoot, that I may shoot kindness for Jonathan's sake? And guess what? There was. So just to summarize everything, David, the king, King David, who awesome king, he used to serve under King Saul before he died in battle. And he was really close, like brothers, to Jonathan, which was King Saul's son. But Jonathan had a son who was left, called Mephibosheth. And when the house of Saul heard that that King Saul at the time and Jonathan had died in battle, the whole house just went into an uproar. They start scurrying, and the nurse picked up Mephibosheth, who's Jonathan's son, and dropped him, and he became, when he was 5 years old, and he became lame in both feet and both legs and his feet. So the story is that even though Mephibosheth was living in the house where he was royal, where he was always eating at the king's table, where he was always served the right foods and served, and had maidservants. He had a nurse actually taking care of him. He had maidservants, all these servants around him. But look at God, because even though Mephibosheth at this point was grown, had kids and everything, but even when he thought that he was forgotten about, God showed up. See, God has you on somebody's mind. Hallelujah, God. And David out of nowhere said, who is left? Now, mind you, Mephibosheth just ain't 5 years old no more. He even grew up. He's a grown man and had a son named Micah. So what I'm saying is that all those years, can you imagine when it felt like everything was snatched underneath you? Now you living like how everybody else is living. I guess to him, common folk, living, you know, middle class, low class, rich class, and whatever he felt is, he wasn't rich anymore. He wasn't wealthy. But guess what? What's yours is yours. What the devil took from you, don't you know God will restore? What's that song Hezekiah Walker sing? Reap in the harvest God planted in me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I shall restore it all. But I shall, I know I'm probably mixing all the words, but you know what I mean. But how about what Joel say? What Joel in the book of Joel said, I will restore to you everything that the canker worms and the primal worms have taken from you. Don't you know that God will restore everything back to you? He will when we trust him. Hallelujah. He will restore everything that the palmer worm and the canker worm have taken from you. Hallelujah, God. Your harvest is still plentiful. Even though those worms try to eat it up and the wheat try to eat it up and all of that, don't you know the weeds try to eat up your land? Don't you know that God has already restored that thing back to you, whatever you're praying for, whatever you believe in God for? It's already done. You just got to trust and believe. But when Mephibosheth and caught, when David said, hey, is anyone left in the house of Saul? And they said, yeah, they have a servant named Ziba. He said, well, call him unto me. When Ziba came to him, he said, who is left in the house of Saul? He said, Jonathan's son. I know that made David's heart good. I know it made David's heart feel great that he's able to give back everything that was taken from that boy, everything that was taken from Jonathan's son. And I know that because he loved Jonathan so much, he wanted to restore everything back. See, David wasn't selfish, but he held everything up to him. So that's when we become selfish, when we have so much money. And even if we have enough money, but we don't want to share, don't want to share food, don't want to share clothes, don't want to share our riches, don't want to share income tax returns, we just don't want to share. But David, hallelujah, said, see, there's nothing that you can do when folk want to be selfish to you, because God will wake up that person's spirit to bless you. So don't think that God has forgotten about you. That's why the topic on today is just when you thought. Hallelujah. But Mephibosheth was blessed. So when he called Ziba and he said, hey, call where is he? He says he's in the land of Lodabar. He said, okay, go get him. And when he got him, let me just read down a little bit. When he finally met him. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, God. Who glory be to God. I just want to read a little bit when he got it, because you know, I could just recite this whole story, but I'm going to read it by scripture. The important word I want you, he said, verse 6 says, now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence in David and said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he said, behold thy servant. But in verse 7, and David said unto him, fear not, but I will surely, hallelujah, just when you thought God had forgotten about you, years later now, ooh, he said, and David said unto him, fear not, but I will surely shew thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. Ooh, glory be to God, and will restore thee all the land, all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. He will eat bread forevermore at that table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish reading down right here. He said, where I left off at, I'm just so excited about the word of God. Verse 8 says, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Oh, glory be to God. That's what he said in verse 8. Who am I that you will look upon a dead dog as I? See, he was already tearing himself down among the years. I can just imagine being laid in both feet, being paralyzed. And you know, sometimes I'm just using my own imagination. People could be very cruel. So imagine living 1 minute and so high, and then stuff is taken from you, and then people mocking you and looking you and murmuring behind your back. And even though he was a kid at the time, and say, saying, yeah, you're not living high anymore. Yeah, you're living like how we living now. We're your servants now. And all of that crazy stuff up to him to say, as a dead dog like I, one, he believed that it was over to him, I believe. He believed I'm a dead dog. He maybe felt like now I'm not enough. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you are enough because his comfort zone was taken from him. And sometimes in life, our comfort zones is taken from us when God starts transitioning us from one place to another. And we feel like that person who we was, our secure blanket is no longer there. But God shifts and moves us out. And don't always have to be because a person has passed away. Sometimes security blankets are moved because God says you got to move from this place to that place. Or you have to move from that circle to this circle. Or you have to come from that job to this job. Or you have to relocate community-wise or geographically or whatever you have to do. And even how about shifting your mind frame? Your mind frame has to be shifted, has to be different. When we don't have those people around us, those people that we used to rely on for our security blankets, everything was taken from this little boy. But now he's a grown man with his own family. But just when he thought that he was forgotten about, but he said, a dead dog like me. So he felt like he wasn't even worthy at this point because so many years went by, but he probably felt like, Lord, I'm not enough. Lord, what is happening to me? One time, let me tell you, even if your house was taken up and went into foreclosure and was taken from you, don't you know that God is going to restore everything that was taken from you? Everything. And he will rebuild your places. He will rebuild you. Everything you have, your finances, your wealth, your health, you just got to trust him and you just got to work some things out in terms of listening to God and moving in the direction God wants you to go in. So you can get everything that the devil stole. Wouldn't I tell you? Oh, hallelujah. Okay, you're not the Mercedes right now, but you'll be in one next year, I'm sure. Keep working that thing out. Guess what? Volkswagens, I don't even know if they still a thing, but Volkswagens, Hyundais, all those cars are beautiful. Even if you got to get an IKEA just a little lower than the other high-class cars, drive that IKEA and be happy and thank God and praise God. You'll be back in your Audi. You'll be back in your Porsche. You'll be back in your Mercedes. Woo, glory be to God. Well, let me finish right here. So he said in verse 9, he says, then the king called Ziba. Listen to this right here. Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all of his house. So he gave everything back, everything that he told us. This is Ziba, who used to work at the house in the house of King. He said, I have given him everything back, and all the land, all the houses, everything back that Saul had. And you know Saul was a wealthy man. He gave all that back to Mephibosheth. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know y'all can feel it because some of us have felt like, Lord, have you forgotten about me? I've been praying over a situation. God, do you even hear me? God hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. That's the time when he's carrying you, when he's working some things out. God loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. And then in verse 10, he says, now therefore, and thy son, and thy servant, who shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. He shall eat at my table for the rest of his life, just as the king's sons. But did you hear that? Ziba has 15 sons. So at one time, I know Ziba, that money was coming in for Ziba, but when King Saul died, got killed in battle, everything just ceased. And even though he still continued to work, even though he still continued to be obedient to God, look how God blessed him. Why? Because he was also a servant that knew everything that happened within Saul's house. Hallelujah. But look at him. He was able to now till the land, farm the land, and produce fruits and vegetables for Mephibosheth. He said, I want you and your son. sons. He had, Zippy had 15 sons and 20 servants. So everybody was employed. Woo, glory be to God. Everybody was employed at that time. The 20 servants and Zippy's 15 sons, that they would till the land for the rest of their life. As long as Zippy was living, this is what I want you to do. And he didn't say anything about as long as he was living. He says, no, this is what you would do. And Zippy was obedient to that and said, yay. Let me tell you, Zippy had a better paying job. You don't think that Zippy would have said, my king, that I can't do that at this time? No, he was like, okay, let whatever you want, king, I will do. Woo, Jesus. So even Zippy got reemployed again. His 15 sons, that's a lot of sons to take care of. His 15 sons and the 20, and Zippy's 20 servants. When I tell you, but God. So don't think that God has forgotten about you, because he has not. But Mephibosheth ate for the rest of his life at the king's table. He said, just as he's a king's son. Ooh, you know that's some royalty right there. So even though the way he was accustomed to living was taken from him, just snatched right from him, look at God. He remembered him, and God never forgot about Zippy. But years later, God put it in the spirit of King David to look for Mephibosheth. He didn't tell him who was left, but that's when he called Zippy, who was left in the house of Saul. They called Zippy, which was a servant, and he of King Saul before he passed. And he knew everything and knew that, okay, he got a son that's left. Mm-hmm. So he got a grandson that's left that was able to take all the wealth. Everything was restored back to Mephibosheth just when he thought, woo, glory be to God. So I just want to encourage you all today. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will never fail you, because God loves you. He cares for you. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged, because he did not forget about you. Keep worshiping. Keep serving. Keep praying to God. Those prayers will be answered. Oh, he will answer your prayers, because he's here. He hears you. He is not a man. He hears you. His ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. Oh, God, hallelujah. So he don't think how man thinks. He's not going to treat you how man treats you. God loves you, and he cares for you. Amen? So before we close, I just want to say to you, be encouraged on today. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. I'm going to see, can I read that comment right here? Just hold on, Dominique. I'm going to see it. Dominique says, don't be discouraged. Yes, be encouraged. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. When I tell you, amen, amen. So I just want to encourage you all on today and let you know that God loves you and he cares for you. And I also want you to register for the conference that's going to be June 24th. Don't miss the early bird special. It's going to be in Philadelphia at St. Paul Chapel. I love you guys. If you want to be restored, equipped, and empowered, come on in. It's going to be from 10 to 2. Don't miss the early bird special, which is $35. It's on my Hope Victorious page or my Wanda Martin Woodhouse page. So you can register, because it's going to be off the chain. Amen. Bring your nieces, granddaughters, ages 7 to 14. So just, and I'm just excited. And also, tonight, also, the Repair Center, if you want to put that in the chat, Dominique, that would be good for the Repair Center. My brother, well, my spiritual son, as I call him, too old to be my brother, but my spiritual son, Jonathan Gooden, Pastor Jonathan Gooden with the Repair Center, he's doing amazing, amazing work, and you can tune in. Sometimes he's in person, and sometimes you can stream live. You can go to the Repair Center, and all that information will be there for you if you join him tonight at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. The ministry is so awesome. Amen. So I love you guys. I am so grateful on today. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Amen to that. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving and shaking. I thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, down across our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You send that word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' most precious name we can pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Hope in God and know you are victorious. Amen and amen. So go and register for Empower to Win. It's going to be so, it's going to be dynamic. This is our third Empower to Win. Y'all got to join me June the 24th. Amen. And don't miss that early bird special, because after that it will be $45. But I know you guys think I got a lot of time, but go ahead and get your registration in. Amen. So God bless you, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. God bless you all. I know I have to hold my my magnifying glass up to see. Amen.